Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nano Yelisa, has called on women to forge ahead and lead the campaign for peaceful elections this year. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive on International Women's Day, Mrs. Lisa called for the amendment of some existing laws that prevent women from having an equal platform with men. She spoke to Dr. Zanetto Ajiman-Rawlings, who hosted the Unique Breakfast Drive today.
A very special message to all women in Ghana, especially young women. Today's celebration is dedicated to the young women of Ghana who are striving against all odds to join the political arena. We're very proud of all of you. We say congratulations to women in Ghana for their hard work, for their dedication towards nation building. We say congratulations to women for being the peacemakers and the builders of this nation. What can I say? Congratulations. Let's forge ahead. Let's ensure as women in Ghana, we lead the process and the campaign for peaceful elections in 2015.
Would you say that over the years, we've provided an equal enough platform for women in Ghana?
I do not think so. We have not provided an equal platform. Though the laws are there, no discrimination entrenched in our constitution, we have not taken cognizance of the peculiar need of women. If I want to stand for elections, I'll have to consult my husband, my family, my brothers, my parents, and what have you. If my husband wants an MD, he doesn't necessarily need to consult me. It's easier for him to stand. I would have to think about the children, whether they are in school, whether they are in boarding school or wherever. He doesn't need that. So our political system should have taken cognizance of the peculiar needs of women and made arrangements that would suit women better. I think we are lagging behind in that respect.
What would you say can be done to address this issue?
For the political system, because we have the first past the post system, we need to amend our law and also promulgate new ones like the Affirmative Action Bill, which this government has submitted to cabinet for approval.
Would you say that with regard to making more productive the whole essence of the affirmative action, we need to perhaps look even further back in terms of our educational system and address certain issues that are culturally biased in terms of how women get placed from the very beginning?
You have hit the nail right on the head. Education for women is very key. And if you look at the figures, you find out that Ghana is progressively improving in that regard. But that is only for the basic level. When it gets to the secondary and then the tertiary level, we're still lagging behind. So if we focus as a country on educating more women, then we will be able to get more women in the political space. But even with education, we still have a cultural issues to surmount it.
Does that mean that perhaps introducing some kind of subject in our curriculum that has to do with gender resensitization or something along those lines would actually help?
Exactly, because we need to start with the boys and the girls, especially the girls. So if a subject or a module in our curriculum, that would be very great. And not only that, even patriotism. If we realize all our presidents made a conscious effort to inculcate patriotic values in our people, and I think we need to sustain that process to get our girls and our boys and our young women and men more patriotic. So yes, that would really be very helpful.
Has all of this included the traditional leaders as well, because they're very influential, and perhaps maybe that's another aspect we can look at?
Yes, we've engaged with them closely. It's still work in progress because we need to continue the engagement and get more and more of them to understand. Even with our ending child marriage campaign, we involve them very closely. So it's work in progress, and we'll slowly continue with this and sustain the process of engaging with our traditional leaders.
She paid glowing tribute to past leaders who have championed the cause of women empowerment.
We know when Dr. Osagyefo Kwame Nkrumah started his fight for independence, he worked very closely with market women. But on such a day, we remember all the heroines, all those who fought, who were not remembered when the Big Six stood on that platform to announce the independence of Ghana. We are also commemorating 30 years of the passage of PNDC Law 111. The former president of Ghana Flight, Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, was very key. And Dr. Nana Kunedu Ajiman-Rawlings also was behind the scenes as she pushed for this law. So today we are discussing PNDC Law 111 30 years after at this promulgation. And I'm happy that we are also discussing the affirmative action law, which will propel more women into parliament and into the political space.